Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore says he's being attacked from all sides. Appearing at a rally last night where Steve Bannon joined him, Moore said all aspects of his life are under attack, including his character. A number of women have accused Moore of sexual misconduct when they were teens, and he was in his 30s. Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell's a step closer to being confirmed as the new chairman of the Fed. Here's Tom Roberts.
The Senate Banking Committee approved Powell Tuesday morning and sent his nomination to the full Senate. President Trump nominated Powell to replace Fed Chair Janet Yellen, whose term expires early next year. Trump considered appointing Yellen to a second term before settling on Powell.
The International Olympic Committee is banning the Russian Olympic team from the 2018 Winter Olympics. The decision in response to what the IOC calls the systematic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
A New York Supreme Court judge is now considering whether to throw out a defamation lawsuit against President Trump. The judge hearing arguments yesterday from lawyers for Trump and for former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos. Zervos has sued Trump for defamation after he called her a liar for claiming he sexually harassed her when she and he were in that TV reality show. Trump's attorney arguing New York State Court has no jurisdiction, that is, over a sitting president. Zervos' lawyers maintain that a federal official can be called in front of court for civil cases. British authorities are charging two men with terror offenses over an alleged plot to kill Prime Minister Theresa May. Those suspects will appear in a London courtroom today for alleged conspiracy to launch a suicide knife attack at the Prime Minister's home on Downing Street. Police say the men were arrested last week during counter-terrorism raids in London and in Birmingham. The head of MI5 telling ministers British intelligence had thwarted 9 terrorist attacks this year so far. And a homeless military veteran who spent his last $20 on gas for a stranded driver in Philadelphia now has a new home. Johnny Bobbitt Jr. said on his GoFundMe page that he bought a home over the weekend. Kate McClure and her boyfriend had set up that GoFundMe page for Bobbitt after he helped them when they ran out of gas. And reminding you again to find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
We're at 35 in Stockton, 37 in Pittstown, 34 in Califon, 37 in the town of Clinton, 40 in Reddington Township. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunt Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run.
twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting.
Good morning, Hunterman. Pixie here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day.
Locate the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which could take several years. Trump's decision has sparked a wave of disapproval from leaders of the Muslim world and the wider international community.
The U.S. House is to vote on a measure to force every state in the nation to recognize a concealed carry permit from any other state. Backers of it say the bill gives people a better opportunity to defend themselves. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
Times Person of the Year, not a person, but actually a group.
2017 Person of the Year is the Silence to Movement.
Times Managing Editor, that they were honoring the women and men who have come forward to raise national awareness and engagement on the long-running issue of sexual harassment. The magazine making the announcement on Wednesday morning's Today Show.
This is the fastest moving social change we've seen in decades.
The Silence Breakers credited with driving the Me Too movement, which has spread around the world. President Trump not chosen as Person of the Year, but he came in number two. Powerful Santa Ana winds are still fueling several wildfires in California now. The biggest, the Thomas Fire, now having scorched over 55,000 acres. And a new fire this morning shut down part of the 405 freeway. For the second time in a week, there's been a close call at New York's Kennedy Airport, with a plane yesterday nearly landing on top of another. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You're revealing a generation gap between what older evangelicals perceive as the role of the State of Israel when compared to those aged 18 to 34. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
Lifeway Research reports that gap is a difference of almost 20 points from the views of older evangelicals to the opinions of those identified as millennials. Daryl Bach of Dallas Theological Seminary tells us about that generational gap.
I think in part it has to do with millennials have lived in a world where the Middle East has really operated in the shadow of everything that's come since 9/11.
Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research reports a difference that drops from 77% to 58%.
Those evangelicals who are age 65 plus, more than three-fourths of them support Israel in that way, but that drops to 58% among younger evangelicals.
And remember, we're online. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good afternoon, everyone. My name is Richard Scuderi, and you're tuning in to another episode of Modern Design. We have a wonderful show today. Our show today is all about decorating for Christmas and Christmas trends. We're going to have in studio on the half hour Cindy Blanco. She owns Cindy B Designs, and she specializes in merchandising specifically for the holidays. I recently visited one of Cindy's projects, which is Sheppy Gardens. It's a wonderful garden center for Christmas. And she did the entire store and set it up. Very different than what she did last year. Last year, she was in studio with me here, and we talked about woodland Christmas. This year, much more bling. Styles have changed a lot since last year, and a lot of new stuff and new ideas for Christmas. So we're going to take a look at the weather first, and then we'll go to our show. Well, the Weather Service, the National Weather Service, is currently telling me that we are at 44 degrees with fair skies. This afternoon, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 45 degrees. Tonight, there's going to be a clear night with a low of 27. On Thursday, it'll be a sunny day with a high of 45. On Friday, partly cloudy with a low of 23. Let's see. On Friday night, there's a chance of rain slash snow. There's that S word, the snow, with a low of 26 degrees. That's awfully cold. On Saturday, it will be a partly sunny day with a high of 38 degrees, very cold. Saturday night, chance of snow showers with only a low of 25. And on Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, then mostly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and this is Modern Design. 4 years, I don't know where the time has went. Talking about all things decorative in the tri-state area, whether it be your home, seasonal ideas, painting, trends, furniture, all different types of design, and where your resource. We're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll start our show, Christmas Design Trends.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
This is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs with two locations. One right here in the Flemington area at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm in the Hunterdon Commons Plaza, and I share my 6,000 square feet space with Bruce Brodack from Flemington and Fan and Lighting. We have everything from wonderful pieces of furniture, beautiful accessories, things for the holidays, which just came in, beautiful things for the holidays, as well as lighting and light solutions. So check us out. The other location I have is near the Short Hills Mall in northern New Jersey, and that, in fact, is our Maplewood location at beautiful downtown Maplewood, which is all decked out for the holidays. That location of Maven Hill Designs is 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. We're next to the Maplewood Post Office. And come visit us. I want to shout out today to Taz, who's just started with me. She's a design intern, very talented. See if she's listening to our show. And our topic today happens to be Christmas trends. When I went shopping, because I do stage seasonally for people, if they have a storefront or perhaps for their home, if they're going to have a holiday party, I start very early. In fact, I start in October collecting things for the upcoming season, in this case, the Christmas season. And I noticed something right away that was particularly new this year. I saw a lot of pink for Christmas. And that's strange. When I first graduated, 30 years ago when I first graduated, my first apartment in the 80s was very blush. I had white walls and a blush tone carpeting and lots of pale pinks and silvers when I did my tree many, many years ago. And I found it funny when I looking for stuff 30 years later in October, that's what I was seeing. I was seeing a trend where I saw pinks. Now, not very old in women's jewelry. It's becoming more popular both in fine jewelry and even, accessories, little accessories that women wear in that rose gold tone. And I think that's following through with decorating this year. Lots of shades of blush and rose golds and a combination of pink and gold on a tree, a combination of pink and silver on a tree. Very much trending. Feminine, shabby chic, very, very much in style for 2017 Christmas. The second one that I saw a lot was vintage trees this year. Trees that are silver, artificial trees that are silver, very popular. Ones that are white. White trees are trending this year. You know, when you do a white tree, a pure white tree, whatever is on the tree really stands out a lot. You want to make sure when you use a white tree that if it's not pre-lit already, you want to use white lights because you don't want to have that. It's just too much contrast. So a white light on a tree, and a white tree is very good. You also want to make sure that the cords don't accidentally buy white lights with green cords. I've seen people make that mistake and it looks terrible. You want the purity of the white and then let the ornaments stand out. The next thing that's trending this year is flocked trees. One year I was in California, L.A., the week before Christmas, and I just saw so many flocked trees in California, probably because they don't see snow there. But trending this year are definitely a lot of flocked trees. Flocked trees with light color ornaments. Again, pale pink, silver, sort of a Tiffany box blue, pale blues. You know, non-traditional colors, soft pastels on a flocked Christmas tree or on a white Christmas tree. Silver in general, I see everywhere I look where trees are done in shades of silver, silver and white. You know, the White House had their trees out this year and they were all done in white. So it is very, it's trending for a light type of tree, lots of white, and then a pop of strong color. Again, what we're talking about this year is trending is all shades of blue. I often say on Modern Design that you should, your tree should reflect your personal taste. So if you have a home that has lots of blues in it, incorporate that into your Christmas tree. I saw all shades of blue from a very, very pale sky blue to sort of a blue-gray to a really rich cobalt blue, navy blue as well, and also lots of that sort of teal. Color of the year for Sherwin-Williams is a color called Oceanside, which is a really strong teal. And that was popular. Lots of trees with teal and silver. I saw that as a color. And also the teal, believe it or not, paired with the pale pink again, back to reminiscent of the 1980s. Done a little bit differently with silver, though, but definitely trending, definitely very fresh looking if you're looking to do something wonderful with your Christmas tree. Also, cloches I see being very popular. Cloches are sort of a cover, a glass cover with a handle on it that you put on a dish. So I saw a lot of people using a beautiful dish. Sometimes they even use a cake plate, a footed cake plate. Then they take gorgeous Christmas balls. Christmas balls have so much color to them and so beautiful, you could put them in a bowl. They're gorgeous on their own. But using cloches, maybe a series of cloches in different sizes, and underneath the glass cloche is the different Christmas balls in your color theme. So if this year you're doing rose gold, you'd use sort of pale pinks and gold together with different sizes and a cloche encasing them. Really nice look for that space. Another thing that's trending this year is, as I say, using white at Christmas time. White accessories, flock trees, white ribbons, things that have shades of white or white and silver in them. White and gold, too, but mostly white and silver. Also, they're saying, they're calling, besides rose gold, they're calling this year the year of millennial pink, that the younger folks are embracing this trend and adding all shades of pink in everything they do, even pink ribbons on the fresh greens that are outside as opposed to the traditional red. Another thing that's trending, number 10 on my list here, is multiple trees. And, you know, I see a lot of people doing that now. I've been for 20 years, because I do this for a living, I do three trees. I do a tree in my living room, my biggest room. I do a tree in my dining room, because we're dining there. It's kind of nice to have something. And then I do a tree in my family room. I do each one with a different theme. My living room tree is very, very traditional, with the white lights, large green tree, and your classic reds. In my family room, I do sort of a metallic tree in all shades of copper. And we do copper, and we do lots of florals in that, and a little bit of citrus green, and it's really nice together. And then in my dining room, I do the vintage white tree. We do it all in white and gold. It's absolutely beautiful together in that room. And lately I've been adding a little pop of silver to the gold, because I do like metallic, and that's very much on trend. But again, it goes back to, when you're decorating for Christmas, have the colors reflect your personal taste, so they work well with what you're doing. And we're going to take some commercial messages, and then I'm going to bring up Cindy Blanco. Her company is Cindy B Designs, and she is a merchandiser, and she's going to tell us the wonderful ideas you can do to make your home look extra special this year. So that's Cindy calling in. We're going to take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back with much more here on Modern Design.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Modern Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, hopefully that worked, and we have Cindy Blanco on the line. Cindy, do I have you with me?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Oh, how are you? You know what? I wish we were doing this in person.
I know. I miss you.
I miss you, too. We really have to connect. I have to tell you, I didn't get a chance to tell you. You look amazing when I saw you last.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, you made my day.
Okay, so
I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, it sounds like you are. Are you going to do a big party? I remember last year when we were talking and you were in studio last time, you were doing a really nice Christmas party, and you talked about you were doing lifts and levels and different things for your maybe your dessert table. Are you having a Christmas party this year?
Yes, I am, on December 16th. Wow. You are invited.
Thank you. That was kind of a shameless way to get myself invited.
I know.
Absolutely. You're my guru because you do merchandising, and I should have people you can tell directly to my listeners what you do in terms of merchandising, which is very specific in your background in merchandising.
My background in merchandising is my past life, I like to say, through the 80s, mid to late 80s and early 90s, I was a visual merchandiser, or a.k.a. window dresser, for every major department store you can imagine. But I stuck to more specialty stores. Bonwit Teller is the farthest one I could go back. Bloomingdale's, Barney's, Henry Bendel, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, never like a Macy's or like a typical department store. And
right.
We would do, a team of us and or myself would design spaces for customers to shop, to entice customers, to display merchandise so that it was aesthetically correct to the store's standards.
So I would imagine because you're selling fine things, you didn't put out the standard, red bows every year because you were in Bendel's and you were in the, were really in the high-end market. You had to think outside the box. And what I try to get people to do on Modern Design is to think outside the box. One of the things that I think is that Christmas decoration should be an offshoot of how you have your space.
Absolutely.
So, right. So
and your mood.
Right.
The person's mood. And
exactly.
It brings a mood into your home that you not normally wouldn't have during the Christmas season.
Yeah, and that's very, very true. But, I was telling a story last week when we were doing our Christmas decorating about a beautiful contemporary house that I worked on. It was also lots of grays and a little pop of orange and so on. Very, very modern.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, I finished on a Friday. Everything was looking good. My fabrics, the whole thing. They come back and they had the world's largest Christmas tree, all with red bows. And the tree was ugly. I mean, it actually looked ugly in the space because it didn't go with the space. I mean, they would have been better off if they did a real modern slim tree with all silvers. Metallics.
Yeah. Even in gold,
metals. Mm-hmm. Because I think it should be an offshoot of what you already have created, the vibe, as you say, you've created.
Yeah, it's definitely a vibe. I mean, even in my own home, I love vintage holiday items and I love decor. And I also love rustic, like, you know, birch and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
I mix the two of them. Like, vintage Santas are on top of a birch pile of birch logs on my mantle kind of thing.
I don't, I think everything looks better with birch logs in it. I use them all year long. I have a friend who's a florist, and she cut me some wonderful branches. And let me tell you something. They take me through the four seasons. I have a beautiful,
I have
a beautiful galvanized bucket, and right now it has burlap on it as a ribbon, and then there's a red Christmas ribbon on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have in the base of it, we have all different mixed pines of every kind, juniper, and then also magnolia leaves, dried magnolia leaves.
Oh, I love magnolia leaves. You know, magnolia leaves are awesome, I think, reversed, because they have a really deep copper tone to the back of them.
The
and that
underside.
Velvety texture.
Yeah.
So magnolia leaves reversed are fantastic. I've seen wreaths where they're just all reversed, and to me, that's really pretty.
I have a, on one of my fireplaces, I have a magnolia garland, I should say, and I bought it 12 years ago, or maybe 13 years ago, and it went on. It was super expensive.
Sure, they
so
are.
When
they
it
are,
was yeah. done, I said, "I'm not taking that down. It's been on my mantle for 13 years.
That's
now
right.
It looks awesome because it's not Christmas per se.
It's not.
It's just sort of rustic, and the walls are sort of a coppery tone." And it just looks magnificent there, but you don't want to touch it because it's going to...
Yeah, it'll probably crackle. So the preservative they put on it only lasts so long.
I know. So I'm going to ride it out, but that's definitely something that I absolutely love. Let me talk about one project that you've been working on for the holidays, and that's the Sheppy Gardens. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because you were there from the inception, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Last September we started it. It was a garden center that got purchased by a local landscaper, Sheppy Landscaping, in the area, and it was a two truck garage that was empty, and they said, "What should we do with this space?" And I said, "You need to make this a retail store." And they looked at me like, "What?" I said, "You need to fill it." So they said, "Do what you want." So I filled it.
Wait, I'm going to back up. Yeah. Cindy, how many times in your career do people say,
"Never.
Do what you want"? That's like a dream come true, right?
That's the fifth time maybe in my life.
Right.
I was 35 years of doing this. Yeah, it's rare. And I went, okay. And they gave me the credit card, and it worked out great. And you know, there was a few bad purchases. There always is. You're always going to buy some dud merchandise. But all in all, I whipped that thing together very quickly last year. It was almost too fast. And it went very well. But this year, I had more time to think about what the customer wanted, how I wanted the aesthetic to look inside.
Right.
We rearranged things. We opened it up more, as you saw when you visited the other day.
Right.
And painted the back wall white. The wall was just all kinds of wood that we put up, like pallet wood and various pieces of antique wood. And we had it all whitewashed, and it just really made the place look more finished. We just didn't get a chance to do that last year. So,
and also, I think bigger, but part of that is how you arrange things. I thought it looked bigger. Yeah.
It was, and we got in more, we've artificial trees inside to show all the fabulous ornaments we sell.
Right.
So I did two theme trees this year, which I wasn't able to do last year. One is like, I like to call it like the hipster holiday with like, you know, unicorns and like weird things like roller skates and ice cream cone and hot dog ornaments.
Uh-huh.
And then the other tree, which is fun, is by far my favorite, again, is like squirrels and birds and really pretty like rustic burlap balls with gold stuff on it. And
right.
You name it, it's all on there. I even took some antiques. It was just hysterical. A woman the other day goes, "Can I buy that saw?" And I went, "Yeah, sure." It was a saw to cut down a tree probably from the 50s,
uh-huh.
And I had it on the tree with a big red bow on it, and she bought it.
The tree. Well, that's amazing.
Beautiful.
You know, that speaks to your creativity, which is obviously, you know, the reason I found you is because I am continually renovating the Murray Hill Inn & Suites, which we're building a bar right now.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Doing a major renovation in there as it will continue on for the next couple of years.
Sure.
But I happened just to see, I was looking for maybe some, I don't know, white sticks or something, so I just saw that you had that.
That you look for sticks.
Right. I was looking for white sticks for the planters for the entrance to the restaurant. And I came and I said, you know, whoever did this really knows what they're doing. I didn't know who you were from Adam, but just from your work, I was like, I want that person on my show. And then it turned out to be you. But I will say this to you, very much when you came on the show last year, and your look, I think, was quite different than this year. We talked about your look last year being woodland Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rustic, which is beautiful.
Popped
with a little bit red.
Yep.
You had that wreath with the gumdrops. There was a little bit of history there and nostalgia.
Yeah.
This year, very different. But I'm finding, and what I've been talking about the past 2 weeks on Modern Design is, I see a new inspiration. I start in October gathering all my stuff for the projects I have seasonally.
Right.
And in October, when everything came out and I was buying stuff, the first thing that drew my attention was rose gold and the trend of rose gold and pink at Christmas time. Did you find that being fresh and very new again this year?
Absolutely. It's done in a tasteful way, especially rose gold, not mixed with it, right shades of pink. But rose gold has been, and coppers have been super popular this year.
Yeah.
Whether it's bottle brush trees, ornaments, ribbon, and back to the mixed metals comment we said before, it helps people who have just gold add a little something to it. The rose gold is also so popular in fashion, in nail polish, in hair color. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, colors, I think, go run the full gamut as far as they go through the fashion world, and then they go into the home fashion, is what I like to call the stuff we do.
Very much true.
It falls right into it. No. Fashion falls right into your home decor, I think.
Yeah, very much. They say it starts years ahead. Ladies' fashion in particular, maybe men's, but ladies' fashion in particular, it trickles down to home. And then as an offshoot of regular home decoration, holiday decorations.
Uh-huh.
And we definitely see that trending. I still see a rustic vibe in conjunction with metallics. So I'm seeing a lot of like burlap ribbon and then silvers and maybe some mercury glass and just have they coexist together beautifully. But very much this thing which is so different. I was saying earlier in the broadcast that in 1987, when I had my first apartment, my walls were painted white and my carpeting was like a blush color. And I did a tree that was the ornaments were sort of a pale, dusty pink and lots of silvers and sort of a softness to it and a little bit of flocking. And that was 30 years ago. Fast forward 30 years later to 2017, it's what I saw trending. I saw all shades of pinks and soft pinks, though, and sort of reinvented, sort of more like a fleshy pink to me than like a bubblegum pink.
Right, exactly. I love the trend catching on with people in their 30s now who are understanding lingo and terms and words like flocking, what that means, you know, when you put the white stuff
on
it. They're
tray.
Like, what does that mean again? And they go, oh, that stuff. And using fun colors. I mean, stores like Anthropologie, Urban Outfitters, they bring home into their fashion store and it helps educate a younger person, a younger customer, what is cool to do for Christmas. And it makes them have taste. It helps people get taste who don't have taste.
I agree. And, and one of the big things that I like is, again, the identity. Like, I don't want to go to somebody's house and see what I've done. I want to see their own spin on it.
Sure,
Perhaps it's a mixed marriage and one of the partners is Jewish. So maybe you do a Christmas tree, but you do it all in blues and silvers. And
how
good does blue look on a Christmas tree? I mean,
beautiful
right?
And
absolutely.
Oh, my God. Navy? Can you imagine doing navy with silver? Like, that is a great combo.
Gorgeous.
I had a customer the other day in Montclair. They need me to decorate their home. They had a family emergency. They weren't home for 2 weeks. They came home to, like, decorate the house for us. I said, well, let's pull out what you have, and then I'll get stuff. Now, I didn't know these people from Adam, but I looked around, and I thought, I said, she looks like she likes antlers. Well, there's so many antlers and deer-related things in Christmas decor. And I went and bought all these garlands and ornaments and ribbon, and I mixed it with what they had, which was traditional reds and ornaments. And it came out fantastic.
Oh,
but it's the way people mix. If you just do a red with your boring ornament, like, you got to throw in something that's unexpected, like ribbon in a tree. These people were blown away. And I'm like, I've been doing this since 85, I said to myself, you know. But weaving ribbon through a tree, not trickling downwards like you see, but going in and out and going around the circumference of the tree.
Right.
Using two different ribbons. Like, I used a cool multicolored plaid, because they had this really great multicolored painting in their foyer, and then I used red. It was fabulous. It came out so beautiful.
My favorite combination, I think, this year that the ribbons together is the I have the burlap ribbon that I do that had a pearl edging to it, and then the other ribbon was a red and black check, and I just love.
Oh, I love that, like a buffalo plaid.
Yeah,
oh.
Like a buffalo plaid. That just looks so wonderful, and if you put that around some birch log,
Oh, that's
Lord.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
and there's so many takes back to that. What you just said about the buffalo check, that's super trendy this year, but I've seen it in so many elements. Like, I saw ribbon at, like, a Hobby Lobby, like a mesh ribbon in buffalo check. Then I saw it, like, at a higher end, like a Morris County Farms wholesale supplier in like a beautiful velvet. Then I saw it at a Home Goods in some kind of satin. I was like, look at this buffalo check everywhere.
Buffalo red and black check. Although the white and black check I saw too, and I like both. But the red and black check, I just have, it just, I zero in it wherever I go now because I think it's absolutely beautiful, done in the right scale. So we talked a little bit about the rose gold. We talked a little bit about the buffalo check metallics. What else did you see trending?
Well, the tree, lots of, this was fantastic. Everywhere, every retailer I saw, faux trees or fake trees with decorations already on them. A pre-lit, of course, which is easier. But I saw lots of different sizes and styles already embedded into buckets, baskets. So you just plug it in and put it by your front door and it's all set. I love that. I love that it had, and they were very, very tastefully done, the ones I saw, like galvanized, like we love. Mm-hmm. Some of them even had fake birch logs in the tree.
Already
like they
were
plastic, but they look good.
Oh, and my God.
Super nice, and I've seen them, and people were buying them like crazy, you know, because they're already decorated.
No, and so easy. So let's talk about the you gave a little buzzword, and that is Hobby Lobby.
I
went on October 1st, I went into Hobby Lobby. There's a new one in our area in Springfield, New Jersey.
Yes, up by you, yeah.
And I went to the one in Springfield, and it was a brand new store. And it was October, so I still was doing all my fall and Christmas stuff. I didn't even look at the fall stuff. I went straight to Christmas because they had
900 aisles of it, so there was plenty of Christmas.
Oh my God,
have you ever seen so much in your life?
I've never seen, would say Hobby Lobby, in my 20 years in this career, I've never seen a better selection, right?
I know, it's true. There's stuff if you like, simple things, and then you're like, how much is that? It is. It's better than a wholesale florist. I'll run in there for something before anywhere else.
No, I would also go to the G&G years ago.
Oh, G&G is great for G&G is the best for ribbon. That's a wholesaler up in Saddlebrook, and I was there the other day, and that is, they have the best ribbon selection for the amount you get on a roll. But Hobby Lobby, I mean, for any kind of taste you have, is just, they run the gamut with Christmas decorations. I couldn't believe it.
It's inspiring. And if you guys have an opportunity, check out Google Hobby Lobby because there's a lot of locations.
Yeah, and there's one on 46 over here by me in Fairfield Totowa.
Okay, wonderful. And I know there's one down this way near the Flemington where we tape in studio. There's one in Phillipsburg. If you take 78 west, there's one there as well, which is also a big store. But amazing, amazing. Inspired me to do some of our shows that we're doing. We always do 4 weeks of Christmas shows. We do a Thanksgiving setting the table show. We do the fall when we transition, and we do a lot of seasonal shows here on Modern Design. But once I went in October to Hobby Lobby, I just, you know what I did? I took notes.
Yeah.
Combinations I hadn't seen before. One of the things I say for people to get inspired if they're doing maybe their first tree or maybe they want to do something different is go look at prepackaged glass ornaments.
When
you buy the big tin of them or the tub of them, plastic clear tub of them, it will give you inspiration. So when I was looking at the different clear cylinders of colors, one of the first one came up was pale pink, gold, and silver. And I'm like, that is beautiful.
There's a reason for that.
Beautiful.
And no matter what kind of retail you're in, they all connect. Everything is connected as far as the style and the colors for the industry, no matter if it's a Home Depot or if it's a Hobby Lobby or Home Goods. Everyone is connected, but they do their version of it. So, Home Depot has those big clear things for $20. And
stuff so sophisticated and different and beautiful.
Home Depot, I have to say, too, for lights, they are, I think I buy a lot of Christmas lights for people. They are the best price.
Yeah,
and Home Depot for sure.
And the quality, I think, is better. I have bought Christmas lights at Walmart, and I was doing one of the things that I like doing is I'm a purist. I like white lights, but I also fell in love with a couple of years ago. The day after Christmas, we took a ride and we went up to New Hope, Pennsylvania, and we went into Lahaska to Peddler's Village.
Right.
Peddler's Village, if you haven't been there, wonderful place to go to. A little, touristy.
What they
do at Christmas time is amazing. There's, acres of property there, and they do every single tree in a different color, but it's a solid color. Nothing will make you feel more like Christmas than taking that ride. And, you know, through that week, if you don't have a lot of things going on, if you take a ride on a weeknight and go through, it is absolutely gorgeous. So one tree will be gold, but all the lights are gold, one solid color. One tree will be red, and it would be all red. It would be one solid color. One tree will be blue, and it will be all one solid color. And every tree is different through acres and acres, and it's gorgeous. And it kind of inspired me. And in the following year, I have a library room, which is all dark paneled, and I did a garland all over my mantle and down, and then I said, let's do green lights. Gorgeous.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then the following year, I said, you know what? I want to do one of my trees in color. I do three trees. So yeah. I did my tree with little tiny, just all red lights, and then did red and silver. Magnificent.
That's beautiful.
So I don't know if that's trending or not, but I noticed more and more in all the stores, there were lots and lots of tiny lights, but solid color, but one color.
Yes, there is. I mean, there is tons of LED, which is like, I can't stand LED.
Me either.
You know, I can't. But they still, you know, there's a lot of them, but they still exist, white, simple lights. They still do.
Right.
Regular. And GE, the GE brand happens to be the hardiest for indoor, outdoor.
Everyone tells me GE has the best holiday lights for sure.
They're
also
great.
What about shapes of lights? Because I see lights in a lot of different sizes and shapes.
Oh my God, love that. On my deck, year-round, I have lights hanging because I have a pergola.
Right.
And I have globe lights, which are phenomenal. I have faux, like, mercury, like, Edison bulb lights.
Beautiful.
Christmas, they're, you know, it's on a strand. I don't even say Christmas lights. They're on lights on a strand, we can say. Then I have regular Christmas-style lights. Then I have a shape, it's around a smaller globe, which is frosted, and the other ones are clear. But if you do that on a tree, like when you mix up and C9s, which are the traditional size Christmas light, the bigger one, in white, they have like white, and then they have clear, and do all whites and clears of all different kinds of bulbs. That's a phenomenal tree.
Oh, that's a nice look. You know, it's again thinking outside the box. It doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be different in industry. We're talking about something. What do you normally top your Christmas trees with?
You're going to laugh. Well,
no.
I have two trees. So my one tree, I put up this really old papier-mâché star that was from Pottery Barn when it first opened.
Nice.
Well, actually, when it was first in the city, there was a Pottery Barn on 14th Street.
Oh, that was a gorgeous. No. That was a gorgeous Pottery Barn.
Oh, so I have a star from that. So
okay.
I keep that thing, and it's on its last leg, but I still kind of teeter it up there.
Yeah.
But my other tree, I have a noble spruce on my porch this year, which is a really rare, funky tree. Looks like a Charlie Brown tree, but it's 7 feet high and it's really thin. That I love that tree. That tree this year has a disco ball ornament, disco ball topper.
Wow. That sounds like there's going to be a good party at your house with the disco ball
great.
Topper.
The porch is like all funky and bohemian decorated, and then the inside is all like you go into a winter wonderland. I like to call my house a snow globe at Christmas.
Wow.
Snow globe.
I find that, it's for me, ribbon is everything, and ribbons are so beautiful now, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful garden center down here in Flemington called the Garden Gate, and she has phenomenal ribbon. She was on the show not too long ago, and we talked about the power of ribbon, and you can really create something, or maybe even reinvent your tree. Sometimes I tell what people is take your stuff, separate it by color. Maybe you want to try something different. Take some of your ornaments off. Maybe just do all the blue, teal, and silver, and then get a new ribbon that looks like the peacock look, which has also been trending last year and this year, and do a peacock tree. Don't incorporate what you have, but maybe change out the ribbon. So I find that ribbon inspires me, like fabric inspires me when I'm looking to do some change. Ribbon inspires me, as I'm sure it does you. So I think that could make a difference. So lately I've been topping most of my trees with a gathered bow.
The bow thing is, I love doing that.
It's become my favorite thing. Growing up, we had an angel, and I still think that's very nice, but I seem to like that because it reinforces what's going through the tree. So in both my store, I have two trees, and one of them is a white tree, and one of them is an actual green tree. But I both had them topped with ribbons. And I'll tell you something. The ribbon I used on my spruce tree, my green tree, I have a sandwich board in front of my store in Maplewood. Someone stole the boat today.
Ooh.
Ooh. It was such a good looking bow. I don't really know how to make bows. My bows are always, you know, not tight enough. So there's a wonderful florist in Maplewood around the corner who's also been on the show, and she made me my bows and left them for me, and she did too good of a job because someone stole my bow.
That's
right
off. Terrible, they stole it.
Yeah.
So it's funny. There's speaking of theft, it's funny but not funny. I have a vintage Santa. He's probably from the 30s. Plastic. He's like 4 feet high. You
love
know, one
it.
Of those washed out ones. I love them.
Don't you love, like, it makes them more beautiful when they're washed out?
They're gorgeous. And right. I want, like, there's altar boys I saw somebody throwing out one day, and I, like, dove on their garbage pile and took them because I'm like, I had to have them. So anyway, long story short, the altar boys were stolen off my lawn last year, the first time I put them out.
Uh-huh.
So then I said, I'm not going to go through this again. So this year, my Santa, he's, like, chained my post.
I don't blame you. I'm paranoid
chained.
Now.
I was like, I got to chain him up.
Last night I was out shopping, and I don't have a wreath on my because I have the logo on the glass door.
Oh,
so
sure.
I don't want to buy that. But I saw a wreath last night that was so gorgeous. It had the red and black check buffalo thing,
uh-huh.
and it just was beautiful. It had great things on it. And I went to put it in the cart, and I thought, someone's going to steal this because it looks too nice. And then someone stole my bow, so I'm like, I'm not doing that.
No, you can't. I know. That's a shame.
Yeah.
I used to have that when I had my store years ago.
Uh-huh.
People would steal all my decorations. I said, oh, God, I had beautiful topiary planters.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, you got to, it doesn't matter where you are. You just got to watch. But off my front lawn, my altar voice was a killer.
You got to save pictures of it and put it on.
I know.
One thing you're good at is Instagram, and I always go to your Instagram to see what you're working
you.
On because the projects are so interesting. But
what's
the deal with dumpster diving? This week I'm doing a renovation. I'm doing a renovation for a lovely woman. She's 88 and she broke her hip, and we're trying to get her bathroom done because she's coming back on Friday. So she had this really cool 1959 original vintage bathroom with that sort of jade green everything and the black, but it we had to make it handicap accessible. So everything went out, and I was able to get the tub out. In one piece.
Wow.
Do you know it went into the dumpster and like 30 minutes later it was gone?
Well, was it a lead tub? Like cast iron?
Cast iron.
Oh, yeah, those are...
I was going to put it on, you know, Craigslist or eBay for them, but in 30 minutes somebody...
You know who's,
somebody
who's taking that out of the garbage is a guy. They take metal out of my garbage. Guys who go to... they get paid by the pound for metal.
Yeah.
So a cast iron tub, can you imagine?
No, it's unbelievable. A man came to the door yesterday when I was doing some work with the backer board, and he goes, I'll give you $100 for your garbage.
Yeah, they want it.
It's amazing. God forbid I had copper piping in there. Forget it. I probably would be killed.
Oh, no, don't put copper in there.
No, it's just amazing what's going on in the world. So we have about 4 minutes left. You have such good ideas.
Okay.
What else inspired you this season?
Oh, my gosh. People being happy to each other.
Okay.
I mean... I this is a funny thing. I said this to my son the other day. He goes, Mom, our house looks so good. I'm like, thank you. And, you know, it's because of what I do. I'm
right.
really into it.
You have an eye.
And some of our neighbors look nice, too.
Uh-huh.
But I said, you know what's the most important thing, Brandon? I said, my son's name is Brandon. I said, when you drive around and you see a house all lit up and there's all crazy inflatables and all those things that
right.
are wacky, that means that people are happy in the house at this time of year. I believe the way the house is decorated and the outside, the cheeriness that you do, makes... The person, it means the person inside is happy for the season.
You know,
that's my message. my inspiration, I should say. I don't know. Oh, look, they're happy, even though I don't like a giant inflatable of, like, a dragon with a bow on its head. It's funny, you know, whatever people like makes them happy.
You know, I'm not quite there yet, but I've evolved a little bit, and I say, you know what, maybe because I wouldn't do it that way doesn't mean that it's not beautiful or reflective of where they are in their life, or they have kids and they want it colorful or fun and so on. And that's very true. When I bought the last house that I was living in, not my current house, we were in there once, and it was Thanksgiving, and I was hosting Thanksgiving, and the house was high on a hill. So
right.
we served dinner. Everything was great. We're putting dessert out, and all of a sudden, from this high hill dining room, I'm seeing, like, the glow of something of all colors. And I looked at, and the house three doors down below me at the bottom of the hill had 5 acres of mixed match blinking colored lights.
Oh, wow.
That was on every day from Thanksgiving until New Year's Day. I moved.
Wow, that's a bit much.
It was a bit much. It was unbelievable. What happened after I moved? They moved.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's funny going back to the lights and what lights do.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible now what physically Christmas lights can do, the different settings.
Oh, my God.
Non-blinking, steady. My favorite is twinkling. Twinkling is just a little, literally twinkling like stars. And that, I have a couple of sets, and I never had blinking lights. And I went, oh, this is,
the twinkling effect. If you can get those, they have them at Home Depot. Very, very pretty, a twinkling light.
You're right. And you know what I like? I don't like, when I go into Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, I'm just using Home Depot generically, they have lights that on the tree that become different colors, but I don't like when they turn into different colors.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of weird. Well, the LED lights that change.
What I'm looking for is one where I can set the color. So let's say I want my tree to be red. I can click it, and then it's on red.
I think they have a mode that you can. I mean, you ever look at one of those remote controls? It has like 40 buttons on it.
I did Mo's Bistro in New Providence, and I did all these beautiful pillar candles on every table. And she goes, "That's going to take me forever." I said, "Nope, there was one remote." She went,
"Good."
And the whole thing. But technology, really, if you embrace technology, because I'm not a big technology person, but when you embrace it, it makes your life so much easier.
Oh, it does. And the way everything is manufactured, I mean, so much easier every year as far as not having real candles, which is, you know, also a safety thing that's good. But the availability and color and, like I said, the modes that these things can do, it makes me crack up. I go, oh, my God, look at that.
It's just amazing.
It makes me laugh, and I think I've seen everything. Sometimes I haven't.
I hate to say this, but we're at the end of our hour. You gave me so many good ideas. Why don't you tell people how they can reach you?
Oh, thank you. My name is Cindy Blanco, and I have it's fantastic to reach me on my Instagram page, which is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, _B_designs. But if you just look up Cindy B Designs, you'll see me on Instagram.
And check out her social media. She's got great ideas. Cindy, thank you so much. We'll have to get together at some point really soon.
It was so nice talking to you. Well, I'll see you over in New Providence at some point.
Oh,
okay?
I would love that. Okay, thanks. Have a great day. Thanks
you
for being my guest.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, thank you. We're going to have a lot of shows coming up with Christmas. Next week, we're going to do what happens at Christmas time when you're Jewish. And we're going to have a lovely lady in whose home I've done the past couple of years. And we decorated. She loves how festive the holidays are, but sometimes feels a little bit left out. So we're going to talk about ideas. If you're not, you could be any, you know, Buddhist, you can be any sort of other religion, of celebrating the season with wonderful different ideas that aren't necessarily Christmas, but are also festive. So tune into that next Wednesday right here live on Modern Design. Thank you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Goodbye.
USA Radio News.
My announcement today marks the beginning of a new approach to conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. In 1995, Congress adopted the Jerusalem Embassy Act, urging the federal government to relocate the American embassy to Jerusalem and to recognize that that city, and so importantly, is Israel's capital.
That, of course, President Donald Trump, as the president, announced moments ago that the U.S. will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The president continued his comments regarding Israel.
This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
As more and more Democrats call for Senator Al Franken to step down, he announced he will have an announcement at his office tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All eyes were on Justice Anthony Kennedy yesterday at the Supreme Court argument, where the issue was whether a baker may refuse to bake a wedding cake based on his religious beliefs. That baker, Jack Phillips, reminds us once again why he did not bake the cake for the same-sex couple.
They were asking me to create a cake that would celebrate a view of marriage that goes against the, you know, core values of my faith's view on marriage.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz called for the passage of Kate's Law after an illegal immigrant was acquitted Thursday for fatally shooting Kate Stanley. Now, we also heard Senator Cruz applaud the Department of Justice for taking action in the case after that verdict came down.
I'm very glad the Department of Justice is moving forward with federal charges. The facts seem clear that this illegal alien who'd been deported five times, who'd been in and out of jail repeatedly, that on its face it seems clear the federal charges for being a felon in possession of a firearm and an illegal alien in possession of a firearm are both charges that the facts sure look like they were met.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
In a Capitol Hill event today, surrounded by several parents and children, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Republicans are raising taxes on middle-class families, and she called it obscene. Worth noting, Pelosi was unable to answer how this bill would hurt middle-class families. Earlier today, President Donald Trump made history by formally recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Well, not everyone was happy about this, including Democratic Congressman Denny Heck of Washington. Take a listen.
I think it's going to both literally and figuratively blow up the peace process in the Middle East. We know it's a bad idea because every ally and friend we have is telling us it's a bad idea, but it's specifically a bad idea for two reasons. Number one, it's going to engender violence in the short term, and we've already had warnings to that effect. But the second and more important reason why this is a terrifically bad idea is it is tantamount to the United States getting up from the bargaining table and walking away.
A close call at one of the busiest airports in the world, JFK. Sarah Lee Kessler has the details.
It happened Tuesday in runway 13 left. A Delta jet was getting ready for takeoff when a Volaris plane from Mexico lined up to land on the same runway instead of 13 right. Air traffic controllers prevented a disaster.
They're lining up for the wrong runway. Polaris 880, go around, turn left, heading 100.
The Volaris did a go-around, no one hurt. Just last week, two planes clipped wings on a JFK taxiway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks so much for listening in today. It is already December 6th, 3:05 in the afternoon. We are celebrating the holidays today with my guest in studio. Her name is Noreen Whittemore, and she is the Director of Community Relations for the Center for Great Expectations. And tis the season to be giving away, so I want you to stay with us through the hour to learn from her about the center. I know I've been talking about them recently, but I wanted to let you know again, she's actually worked with them, and she's right here in studio. For now, if you're listening to this station in the central New Jersey area, tonight's detailed forecast is partly cloudy with a low around 27. Thursday, sunny with a high near 45. And then Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. Getting colder and colder. Partly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 39. And then a slight chance of rain and showers and snow even before 7 p.m. Then a chance of snow, mostly cloudy again with a low around 26. Slight chance of snow again before 3 p.m. on Saturday. Then a slight chance of rain showers between 3 and 4. And then a slight chance again of snow after 4. Partly sunny with a high of 38. A chance of snow after 8 p.m. on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25, and then scattered snow showers mainly before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 38 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy with a low around 20 on Sunday night, mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 39, and then mostly cloudy with a low of 26. So it is going to be cold and snowy in our forecast, but that is the season, so I hope you enjoy it. I'm actually looking forward to it. So we're going